5 simple ways to make traveling Europe with kids totally stress-free, posted by Rory Moulton at matadornetwork.com. Number 1. Wake up 30 minutes earlier. When I was an outdoor guide in my 20s, I told my client to be ready in the morning 30 minutes earlier than I actually wanted. Inevitably, one or more folks would be morning stragglers. They'd always apologize profusely, and I would just smile warmly and say, "No worries," because little did they know they were right on time. I employ the same sly trickery with my family when we're traveling Europe. For many popular sites, it's imperative to arrive early to beat the lines. And I try not to plan the most important sites first thing when my son's energy and intellectual curiosity is highest. Yet getting outdoor every morning always seems to take longer than expected, especially when we're switching accommodation and need to pack. Catching transport and grabbing breakfast always add more time than you think. So figure out what you absolutely must get out the door when, and then make departure time 30 minutes before that. Even when you can't find a sock or miss a metro, you're okay because you're still on time. And on those rare, blessed mornings when everything goes smoothly, spend an extra time nibbling a croissant, sipping a coffee, and enjoying quiet family time outside your first attraction. It's these intimate, nondescript moments. The 15 minutes my family and I sit and chat on ancient steps waiting for the Notre Dame, the Colosseum, or the Duomo to open that I hold dearest. Number 2. Play every day. Every single day, I often, after lunch or first thing in the morning, get outside and play. Run around, play tag race, rent bikes, whatever it, just go play. I love museums and I can spend all day in my favorites, but my son can't. He's got a museum / church / ruin / monument limit. See number 3 below. And I respect and plan for that limit. Find a playground or park or just some running around open space and set up shop for at least an hour. Crappy weather presents challenges, but not insurmountable ones. Rejigger your itinerary during the bad weather and find an indoor play area, indoor swimming pool, or sign up a hands-on museum workshop. Children's and science museums are the best. Even in the midst of Europe, celebrate art and historic ruins. Most kids just want to run around, wrestle, or literally smell the flower. Embrace it and fit active play into every day. Number 3. Limit indoor time. Traveling with kids in Europe doesn't necessarily mean you need to cut down the number of sites you visit. But I do recommend limiting the amount of time you spend at each one. First off, most kids aren't going to grasp a monumental importance of the Enlightenment, so don't try. Just get them to enjoy a handful of cool painting, structures, or objects, then be on your way. Unless it's children's, science, or an otherwise hands-on, interactive museum, don't expect to spend more than 60 to 90 minutes inside. That's a good limit. Upon arrival, grab a map and decide where you're going to get the most bang for your buck in the next 90 minutes. Don't try to tour the attraction logically. Go where your kids will say, "Cool!" Don't be afraid to jump around even if the museum is engaged chronologically. Kids don't care. Focus on the attractions. Potential cool moments. Get out of there within a couple hours and you'll have a happy little museum goer. Number 9. Daily scavenger hunts. There are a lot of games and diversions you can employ to keep the kiddies entertained while traveling. But the simplest and most effective is a daily scavenger hunt. Every day, usually at the dinner the night before, we pick 3 to 5 things we're determined to find the next day. They can be anything: a blue Vespa, a painting with a boat in it, an eagle, a mountain shaped like a face, a smart car parked perpendicularly, an old man on a bike, a stone drinking fountain, anything. Just pick a few things you're likely to find in around the day's activities and attractions. My son takes a picture and documents his hunts on his blog or journal. Over dinner, we discuss today's finds and plan tomorrow's. It's easy, fun, and requires zero toys. Check out my guidebook, Paris with Kids, for more toy-free travel games guaranteed to keep your kids happy and engaged with the trip. Number 5. Skip the lines. Skipping Europe's notorious lines means purchasing tickets in advance, buying museum passes, getting up early, and avoiding the crush of tour groups, all of which require ample planning ahead. My first advice is to always consider buying a multi-museum pass if it includes line skipping, which many do. Even if you're not going to make enough attractions to warrant the cost, the ability to skip ticket buying lines is positively priceless in my book. If an attraction isn't covered by a pass, you really can't afford it, then buy your tickets online well in advance. Many sites will require a specific day and time, so be ready to commit. Plan on getting up early to beat the crowds, though arriving before closing is another option. Often even less crowded if the attraction is on the tour group circuit. Research the best times to avoid tour groups. Most tours end sightseeing day around 4 p.m. when, or if attractions periodically hold longer hours, possible alternative entrances, and despite the enticing savings, avoid the free entrance days at all costs. When you do, and you will, encounter an unskippable line, ask yourself and your family if it's really worth it. Can you come back another time? Early in the morning or right before closing. If there's a 1 hour wait for an art museum, then you're already lost that battle. Even the best laid itinerary should be flexible enough to adjust on the fly when faced with an unbearable line or inclement weather. So plan ahead, but be cool with changing plans at a moment's notice. That's a smart way to travel independently with kids.